From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The FBI has taken an airport shuttle driver from Denver and his father into custody. The arrests are related to a terrorism investigation, though it's not clear what charges the men face. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
24-year-old Najibullah Zazi and his father were taken into custody late Saturday evening. Reporters camped outside a suburban Denver apartment building took pictures as FBI agents escorted the father, then Zazi, down flights of stairs. Agents had conducted an extensive search of the same third-floor apartment earlier in the week. For several days, Zazi underwent extensive questioning at the FBI office in Denver. He called off a meeting scheduled for Saturday after media reports that he and his attorney were working on a plea bargain deal. Officials close to the case have told NPR that Zazi has admitted to ties to al-Qaeda and that he received explosives training at an al-Qaeda camp in Pakistan. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
President Obama has a busy week coming up. He'll be speaking at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. And while he's there, he'll try to push to renew Middle East peace talks. On Tuesday, he'll meet separately with Israel's prime minister and the president of the Palestinian Authority. He'll then host a three-way meeting with them. Later in the week, Mr. Obama will travel to Pittsburgh for the Group of 20 summit. He says he'll push for tougher financial regulations, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The summit brings together top officials from 20 countries who've been struggling with the global financial crisis.
Because of the steps taken by our nations and all nations, we can now say that we've stopped our economic freefall. But we also know that stopping the bleeding isn't nearly enough.
President Obama said a return to normalcy can't breed complacency. And he had some strong words about the need to fundamentally reform the rules governing financial firms to protect against another market meltdown.
We can't allow the thirst for reckless schemes that produce quick profits and fad executive bonuses to override the security of our entire financial system and leave taxpayers on the hook for cleaning up the mess.
Among other things, the president's pushing for a new Consumer Financial Protection Agency. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is critical of the Obama administration. He's told a group of conservatives meeting in Washington for the annual Values Voters Summit that the Obama administration's spending and borrowing will run up the deficit and weaken the nation. He contends the administration's stimulus plan did not create the jobs that were promised.
It hasn't done that. Rather than bring back the economy, it brought back 30 years of failed liberal programs. And he rushed it through before anyone could even notice. But we did notice. And we are not impressed.
Romney was among other GOP leaders to speak at the summit, including House Minority Leader John Boehner. From Washington, this is NPR News. Authorities say they have stopped the progress of a wildfire in Riverside County, California, but not before it destroyed 12 structures. It's not immediately clear if those structures were homes, but the fire did force the evacuation of about 30 homes. A fire official says the blaze has burned 217 acres of brush. Meanwhile, officials are taking preventative measures to keep that massive wildfire north of Los Angeles from flaring up again. Air crews have been dropping flame retardant on areas that are still smoldering because of rising temperatures and winds. Workers in Ohio have agreed to deal with Goodyear tire and rubber that will prevent the closing of several factories over the next 4 years. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Engels reports.
More than 10,000 steel workers have agreed to a new contract that provides minimum staffing levels at 6 of the 7 Goodyear plants represented by the United Steelworkers Union. The plan also calls for Goodyear to invest $600 million at those plants to make sure equipment stays up to date. Goodyear says this agreement, along with recently completed local agreements, will prevent the closing of several factories, including those in Ohio, Alabama, New York, Kansas, Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Goodyear plans to hold a conference call with its investors Monday to outline more details about the agreement. For NPR News, I'm Joe Wingles in Columbus, Ohio.
A rocket NASA launched in Virginia Saturday night may have prompted dozens of people to report seeing strange lights in the sky. About the time of the launch, television stations in the Northeast began getting phone calls. The launch of the rocket is part of a NASA experiment to gather data on the highest clouds in Earth's atmosphere. This is NPR News.